Good morning and blessings to you on this wonderful morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome once again, and thank you for joining us on this beautiful morning. The youth have spent months working on and planning this service, from choosing the songs and writing the prayers to these seven youth who are about to share with you their faith. Here at First Lutheran, Confirmation is a three-year program where the youth learn the Bible stories, faith practices, serve in the community, and serve on mission trips. The youth have grown in their faith together here as well as other parts of their lives. My hope is that this is only the beginning and that we will continue to see how God lives in them. This is the time where youth respond to what God has already done for them in baptism. In the waters of baptism, God called each of them his child and wiped away their sins. This morning, they stand before you and God and say yes and thank you for what God has done and share with us what has gotten them to this point so far. Today, we also celebrate Pentecost Sunday. The combination of Pentecost and Confirmation is a great combination. Pentecost is when we celebrate the gift of the Holy Spirit. It is through the Holy Spirit that we were able to know God. The Holy Spirit is who we feel and see at work on earth. It is through the power of the Holy Spirit that the disciples were able to share God's message on that first day of Pentecost. And it is through the Holy Spirit living in each of these youth that have brought them to this day and given them the ability to stand before you and share their faith. This day, however, does not come easy. Like the disciples who we see doubt, think of Thomas needing to see Jesus' hands. Or deny, think of Peter who denied Jesus three times. Or argue, think of James and John who argue who will sit next to Jesus. These youth have wrestled and struggled. These youth have had lows and they've had mountaintop highs. As they get closer to this day, they struggled with what role does doubt play in faith? I think we all have this illusion that we must have faith with no doubt. But that just is not the case. In the gospel reading we just read, the disciples asked Jesus to increase their faith. The disciples that got to be with the living, breathing God on an everyday basis needed help in growing their faith. This gives me comfort. God knew we would doubt. He knew he would struggle. So he sent his Holy Spirit to help us in that. While helping the youth with their faith statements, I noticed that they were having a hard time concluding them. My affirmation to them was that it should seem hard and weird to conclude them, because you're not ending your faith. We don't expect them to have it all figured out. I know that I sure don't, and that my faith changes a little bit every time I experience something new. It is rather a living, growing faith, not something that can be or should be ended. As the youth read their faith statements, you will see the work of the Holy Spirit through the experiences they have had and the people that they have encountered. Now, before I turn it over to them, please join me in a quick prayer. Lord God, I thank you for each of these youth. Be in their words and be in their hearts. In your name we pray. Amen.
Hi, my name is Eric Ertzgard, and this is my faith statement. I believe in the Father, creator of every unique individual in the image of himself. I believe in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who died on the cross to relieve us of our sins and ascended into heaven, seated at the right hand of the Father. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the motion behind all goodness, who resides in our hearts, but most of all, I believe that the Holy Trinity works together to love each and every one of us. 1 John 4:11-12 says, "Dear friends, since God loved us, we ought to love one another. No one has seen God, but if we love one another, God's love lives in us and is complete in us." This verse resonates in my heart because of how closely it applies to me and my faith as a teenager. Like how some people don't believe in God because there's no concrete proof besides 2,000-year-old scripture. But I believe that you can see evidence of God all around us, in communities, in nature, and in giving back. One big factor to where my faith is now is in the communities my family has been fortunate to be a part of. Before FLRB, my family attended RBUC, RBUCC, the Congregational Church down the street. There I first started to learn about God, and my family started to build relationships with our neighbors and members of our community. It has always astonished me how fluently large communities like these move forward and make decisions. Psalm 133:1 states, "Behold, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity." I see God in the way members of communities work together to reach a common goal. Whether it's preparing meals, fundraising, or corralling the youth, communities like this exceed with grace, and I'm lucky to be officially entering this one today. As years passed and leadership changed at RBUCC, the frequency of my family's commutes to service dropped. In these years from the community, I still saw God around me. I was reaching the age of going on longer hikes without complaining every 2 minutes, so my family started to go on a lot more hikes, backpacking trips, and camping trips. God found me in my admiration of the intricacy and brilliance of untouched wilderness. Job 12:7-12 says, "But ask the animals, and they will teach you, or the birds in the sky, and they will tell you, or speak to the earth, and it will teach you, or let the fish in the sea inform you. Which of these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? In his hand is the life of every creature and the breath of mankind." For example, just looking closely at this leaf, you can see the delicacy and precision that is specific to that leaf. Right now in school, I'm learning about the ecology of different ecosystems and how important each and every little thing is to the environment. Whether it's the perfect balance of a food web or even a spider web, for me it's evidence enough of God's existence. This past summer, I believe my faith has truly blossomed into what it is now. With a few of my fellow confirmands and adult members of the church, I spent a week in Nicaragua. There I found God everywhere I looked, in the children of Motestepe, in the girls at the Villa, in the compassion of the leaders, and in our group. It was so rewarding to see how my hard work made a difference in their community. But the most life-changing thing for me was seeing how grateful the children were for what little they had. I have countless stories of kids being completely pleased playing with what would be considered garbage here. I realized that little things that we take for granted could mean the world for people in these communities. All I can do is thank God for the place I am now and use that place to help people that are not as lucky. My faith has been a roller coaster, but I know God will be with me during all of the peaks and valleys of my life. Through community, nature, and giving back, my faith strengthens every day. I am blessed to be able to be welcomed into this wonderful congregation, and I'm excited to use my spiritual gifts for the benefit of the church. Thank you, and amen.
Hello, my name is Carson Nye, and I go to Shorewood High School. For as long as I can remember, God has always been something I believe in. When I was young, my parents made me go to church when I didn't have any sports. Church has always been something we do, and I knew I was going to have to go through confirmation. Not only because my parents said so, but when my mom was my age, she went through confirmation at this church. I believe in God, who created heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins. And I believe in the Holy Spirit. One of my closest moments with God was at a Young Life camp in the middle of nowhere in Oregon. On the last night while we were there, we hiked a mountain to reach out and talk to God. We spent about 45 minutes to an hour on top of that mountain under the stars. I had one of the best conversations with God I ever had before. When coming home from Oregon, I felt a little different because I felt a little bit more open to God. Since then, I know that He is always there waiting to help. I carry this with me, and I feel more open when I talk to Him now than I did before the Young Life camp. This example with God reaffirms my belief. One of my favorite verses that I try to go by is in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 6 and 7. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. These verses help me through tough challenges that life throws at me. They also help me strive to do better and set higher goals. I am very busy right now, juggling with all the activities I have going on. God has helped me deal with all of these things, and He has given me the protection, trust, hope, and perseverance to get through my busy life. For me, being a Christian means that you should worship however and whenever you can. I don't just use going to church and praying as worship. Since I am so busy, I use the gifts that God has given me, playing soccer, cherishing time with friends, and going to Campaigners, which is a group Bible study with my friends. I'm so blessed to have these gifts, so I put 100% into these activities, and I hope that others see these gifts and use them to work hard at what they are doing. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Emily, and this is what I believe. Growing up, I had a lot of family who influenced me to go to church. They helped me know Jesus' story and how God loved the world so much that He gave His only Son to us that those believed in Him will have eternal life. I learned how Jesus died on the cross to forgive our sins, but for a long time I thought it was just a story. Miss Mim was one of the first people to really enhance the Bible stories we learned in elementary school. In the first grade, I started a program at Westgate Chapel. It didn't really impact me then, and it was just something to do. I started as a Daisies, then moved to Prims, then Stars. During that time, we went on retreats that we called mission trips, but we were just 10 years old, so they couldn't really be mission trips. During that time, we did things like packed potatoes and helped people in need. With the STARS program, I learned compassion and began to understand the message God was sharing with me. When I was 8, my grandmother died, and she was a big influence on my faith. Every holiday, she would read the Bible verses before sitting down to eat dinner. This was one of many times I experienced faith through another person. After STARS, I went to church a couple times a month, focusing on life happening around me, until starting my youth years at First Lutheran. My mom brought me to church to take sermon notes and go to confirmation, and also went to a youth group, where we played games and did service work. This was a fun thing that was something to do, and I wanted to. I went on actual mission trips to Tillamook, and I used my compassion for others and thought about how amazing it is that God can work through the bad to make something amazing in the world. Confirmation and youth group has helped me to understand how I can act through God in the world. I am constantly reassured, like Jeremiah 29:11, that says, "I know the plan that I have declared for you. The Lord plans to prosper and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." I believe this to be true because I have had many experiences where I wanted to help others, but I couldn't in the moment. And this was another opportunity to give what I could. I know that even though someone has nice things, that they may not be in the best situation, and it's not my place of judgment. I believe that God has given us His only Son to forgive our sins, but also to be there to understand our reasoning and be there for us through each other. God lets us be ourselves and shine in the darkness. I encourage you to be believers in what you say, in the way you live, in the way you love, your faith, and your purity. Shine in the Lord. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Jamie Annenberg, and this is my journey on how I found my faith. Since I was little, I've been a church girl, and every Sunday was Sunday school, and then eventually I started confirmation. Sure, I went to confirmation, but I really never understood the whole finding my faith thing. I continued to go to confirmation throughout 7th grade, and slowly started to develop an understanding of Jesus, praying, and gaining more information about the Bible, and my faith began to grow. Confirmation helped me believe in several things: the Trinity, how God will always keep his promises, and how he will always forgive me. I began praying more and enjoying confirmation the more I went, but I never really had any personal connections with God that really assured me about my faith. Until one day in eighth grade, at about this time last year, I was having some serious friendship troubles. I felt isolated and discouraged to be around people at school. I reached my breaking point, and I couldn't handle the stress anymore. I turned to God and asked for his help. I said, "All right, God, I can't physically hear your words, so I'm going to close my eyes, and I'm going to flip to a random page of the Bible and point to a random verse, and those are the words you were trying to tell me." The page I flipped to was 2 Chronicles 20, verse 15 through 18, which said, "Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is yours, not yours, but God's. You will not have to fight this battle. Take up your positions, stand firm, and see the deliverance the Lord will give you. Judah and Jerusalem, do not be afraid and do not be discouraged. Go out and face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you." At that moment, I knew that God was with me and was there for me during my darkest times. That moment switched my life around regarding my faith. There was no question anymore if praying was worth it or if God was real, because I knew. I believe that he was with me. I believe God took my problem into his hands and was going to help me get through this obstacle in my life. Another time when I felt God reach out to me was when I was at Young Life Camp this past summer. There was one night when we were doing cardboard testimonies, and we all owned up to our sins, and it was a very emotional night. The pastor of the camp let everyone have 20 minutes outside to just let our minds wander. My mind was blank at that point, and I couldn't really think about anything. I just wanted to know if God was really with me during that time. I looked up at the sky and saw one star. It was extremely bright, and it seemed like the only star in the sky. I didn't even have to think twice to know it was God. I felt a sense of relief go through my body, and I felt connected to him. That 20-minute period of my life made an impact on where my faith is now. Ever since those 2 days, I've been consistent about my praying, if it's before a soccer game, a test, or even if I'm having troubles in a friendship. Looking back on what has shaped my faith so far, people have been at the core, and the time I take to reflect on my own with God. I'm confident as I get older and experience new things that I will have people in my time and in my life to continue my faithful journey. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Isabel Ong. My faith journey started when I was very young. I always went to Sunday school as a kid and learned all the stories, but if I'm being honest, nothing really clicked for me. I don't think I truly believed in God. During 7th grade, I really struggled with friends, my family, and confidence. It seemed as though no one loved me and no one really cared about me. It came to the point where I wanted to take my life. This whole time, I didn't tell anyone about my feelings. I had kept it all in. Also during that year, my grandmother was battling Alzheimer's. This was a really hard time for me because she was really struggling. Some days she couldn't talk or even move. It was especially tough when she couldn't remember who I was. 3 days after my grandmother passed away, I left for Young Life Camp. Being there and having all of my friends and leaders to support me through my loss was so amazing, and I was later able to realize that it was God who made that happen for me. Young Life Camp really showed me that I had friends who cared about me, and following camp, I shared more with them about my problems, rather than keeping them to myself. My most memorable moment from camp was sitting underneath the stars and praying to God. Before, I hadn't really prayed to God a lot, and usually only to ask him for something. I remember one of my counselors saying during cabin time that if she was going to believe that there is this great, powerful God that created everything, he would have a plan for us, and one we probably wouldn't be able to understand. So from that moment forward, I no longer questioned God's actions or asked him for anything because I know he has a plan that is greater than me, and I trust in him in that. So that night under the stars, I thanked him for everything I could imagine, everything from the green grass to my life itself. Over the next year, I often forgot about what I learned at camp, and my relationship with God weakened. But that summer, I had the amazing opportunity to travel to Nicaragua. It was there that I learned to truly appreciate everything that I have. The children of Motestepe were constantly full of joy, even though it seemed like they had nothing to be joyous about. I heard stories of people who lived under a tarp for 11 years, who were beaten by their parents, who were sold out as children for garbage scraps. And the man who lived under a tarp for 11 years thanked God every day for what he had. Through hope and faith, they survived. Learning about these people and their problems and then comparing them to my problems was a huge wake-up call for me. I thought about how much I have and how much I complain about things. This trip really strengthened my faith with God because it made me more grateful for him and everything he provides for me. Although sometimes I lose sight of what I learned in Nicaragua, it still inspires me to be thankful for what I have and live my life with joy and love. After my trip to Nicaragua came high school, and I went to Fall Young Life Camp, where I heard John chapter 8, verses 1 through 11. The story begins with the Pharisees bringing a woman to Jesus to condemn her. They were using this as a trap in order to have basis for accusing him. But Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. At this, those who heard began to go away one at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left with the woman still standing there. Jesus straightened up and asked her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, sir," she said. "Then neither do I condemn you," Jesus declared. "Now go and leave your life of sin." I had heard this story many times before, but for the first time, it really spoke to me. At school, being surrounded by girls that were constantly gossiping and judging each other for what they wore or how they acted, this story inspired me to stop all of the gossiping and judging and instead be kind. If I were to get everyone to understand one thing about God, it would be Galatians chapter 3, verse 28. "There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." I think this verse is very important because although some people like to say otherwise, God does not see you as a gender or a religion or a value of money, that in God's eyes, we are all equal. I believe that God watches over me every day. I believe he has a plan for me. I believe he has a plan for everyone on this earth. I believe that Jesus came down to this earth to save us. Being a Christian means to me that I trust in God and his plan. I believe in him and follow his word. I spread his love. Even though I still question my faith, I know that I have so much more room to learn and grow. And that's what I plan on doing. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Maddie Vong, and this is my faith statement. When I was growing up, I didn't go to church very often. And when I did, I didn't find it very fun. This kind of continued in my life until I was in seventh grade. I then decided to start going to youth group. I made a lot of connections and friendships through youth group, and this caused me to start going to church and enjoying it more often. The summer after seventh grade, I went to Tillamook for the first time, and I also went to my very first Young Life camp. These were both great. I was able to surround myself with people who also somewhat believed in God. I continued to go to youth group and church after this, and I had a pretty good idea of who God was. However, I never understood what he thought my purpose was, and I didn't understand how God fit into my life. This changed this past summer in Nicaragua. I saw God clearly. I saw him through my dad, friends, and the people living in Nicaragua. I could see God working through my dad and my friends, and I could see that they were working and helping the community of Motestepe because God had called them to. And I could feel that God wanted me to be there with them so we could all do his work together. Feeling this, I could tell that God wanted me to do his work as well. I was being called to help. It showed me that I had a purpose and that I was supposed to be in Nicaragua at the time. Another way I saw God was through the people of Motestepe. Motestepe is a very poor city on the outskirts of Managua. 3 out of the 5 days that we were in Motestepe, we got to spend painting their church, playing with the children in the community, and making connections with new people. When we were playing with the children from the community, I saw God in them. They were able to show me God in a way I'd never seen before. They showed me him in their hearts, their smiles, and their actions. Their faces lit up anytime they were at the church, and they were always eager to help us with our daily tasks. I was able to see God every time that they smiled and every time that they reached for a paintbrush. I could tell that God was guiding them and watching over them. There was one day that we were at the church in Motestepe, and it was just about time for the kids to get out of school. We were painting the inside of the church at this time, and out of nowhere, it instantly started pouring down rain. All of us were in shock. It was sunny a minute ago, and now it's pouring. I was astonished. I'd honestly never seen rain like this before. Then, all of a sudden, a dozen kids came running into the church together. I was even more astonished by this. The first place that these kids thought to go to in the pouring rain was their church. That was where they felt safe. To me, this is what a church should be, a safe place to go when you need it. Lastly, I saw God in the families, and it made me realize what faith is to me. In Nicaragua, the families have nothing except for their faith and their friendships. Their faith is so strong, and they never question God. They thank him every day for what he has given them. There was this man who told us that his whole family lived under a tarp for 11 years, and that every day he would go into town and sell bags of water. This is how he made money for him and his family. At night, he would come home with the dinner for his family that he bought with the money he made that day. And he told us only sometimes the children ate because there wasn't enough for him or his wife. Hearing this was absolutely heartbreaking. However, he then told us that he was so thankful for everything that God has given him. This is absolutely shocking to me. It truly showed me that faith isn't how often you read the Bible or how often you go to church. Faith is believing that God is the creator of heaven and earth, believing that God gave his only son to die and take our sins because he loves us that much. Faith is believing that the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and believing that the Holy Spirit watches over us and protects us from evil. Faith is believing that God has given you everything you have, and everything he has given you is for a reason. To me, faith is having security. Faith makes you want to talk to God every day and thank him for all he's done for you. It makes you feel safe, and it makes you know that no matter what, God is always waiting for you and loving you. I believe that God chooses us. He chooses us to be who we are, and everything we do is for a reason, and he knows what that reason is. I believe that God will always love me, and I believe that he created me for a reason, and he deeply loves his creation. When I was younger, my dad and I would build, like, creations out of blocks, and when we were done with our creation, I would use my imagination and pretend that people lived in the creation we had just made. I would give everyone a personality, and they all had a role in my story. This reminds me of how God acts. God has his creation, which is the world, and he also has the people who he's created, and given them each a special personality and purpose. In the Bible, in Exodus 19:5, it says, "Now then, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be my own possession among all the peoples, for all the earth is mine." To me, this passage has so much meaning. If you simply follow God and worship him, he will make you his possession. He will cherish you and watch over you. That's something I believe that nobody else can ever do. I believe that God puts certain people in your life as a reminder that he's always there. What I mean by this is that God will put people in your life that make you try new things or give you a shoulder to cry on when you need one. He puts people in our lives to help us and give us what we need, and I believe that he does this as a way to connect with him. Every time a new person makes a mark on my life, I always know it was for a reason, and God knows the reason. So he puts them in our lives so that we remember him and all that he does for us. Many people believe that when you believe in God, all your struggles disappear. This is far from true. Believing in God gives you something to fall back on and someone to be there for you when you're struggling. I don't live a perfect life. I struggle with a lot of things, and I make mistakes, or I get mad at my friends, or my parents, or even God. However, I know for certain that God truly loves me and always will. I know he calls upon me to do his work for him and calls me to listen to him. This is truly one of the greatest feelings I've ever felt. I believe that God knows my purpose and gave me my life for a reason, and I can't wait to discover more of my purpose through the rest of my faith journey with this church, my friends, and my family. Thank you.
Hi. Hi, I'm Mia, and this is my faith so far. Faith is something I've struggled with. Church has been ingrained in my life since I was really little. My family has always gone to church on Sundays, and my parents have always insisted on praying before meals. Church has felt like part of a routine for as long as I can remember, and there's comfort in that. Not going to church or not praying before meals feels wrong to me. It's hard to articulate exactly why this is. When I'm stressed out or anxious or something about something, I look to the constant things in my life, because it puts me at ease knowing at least those things have to stay the same. When things I can rely on start to change drastically, I feel unstable and shaken. However, with routine comes uneventfulness. So many people who've shared their faith with me have defining events or key turning points in their faith journey that have influenced them. Many of these people have even seen God working through themselves to help others. But when I look back on my own life, the memories bleed together and fade into a blur of consistency. I can't distinguish the important events from the insignificant ones. When people talk about seeing how God has shaped their life and has had a plan for them, I look to my own experiences and find nothing. To be fair, as a young person, I have much more life experience ahead of me. But I often find myself going through the motions, and I'm not able to see points in my life where I was closer or further from God. This feeling of the Holy Spirit that is so often referred to in the Bible and spoken of by those who felt it is confusing to me. Going to Sunday school and having theological discussions with family has taught me to understand Jesus and God objectively. I can grasp the idea that God created the world. I get that Jesus died on the cross to forgive our sins, but the Holy Spirit is harder to pin down. I don't know what the Holy Spirit is supposed to feel like, but as far as I can tell, I've never really felt it. Maybe it has been there, but I haven't paid enough attention to notice it. As an extremely introverted and socially anxious person, I avoid many social situations. But people like my parents, my friends, my sisters, teachers, and mentors have pushed me to do things that scare me or seem pointless or inconvenient. While many of these experiences don't result in positive feelings, I'm almost always able to see value in them that I wasn't able to recognize before. Doing things that I know I wouldn't do on my own provides a certain sense of accomplishment, and I'm filled with gratitude. Gratitude to whom is hard to say. I'm grateful to people who make me do these things, but the feeling extends beyond that. This next part is going to sound a little weird, but close your eyes. I'm going to explain how I see gratitude. Imagine green. Not pastel green, or neon green, or dark green. It's translucent, but slightly opaque, round and all-encompassing, but not limiting. It feels soft, but also intangible, like fog. It feels heavy. Now open your eyes. I'm aware that this sounds slightly ridiculous, but for me, associations with colors and other physical attributes help me to begin to wrap my head around things that I don't understand. This gratitude I feel isn't solely positive or negative. Sometimes feeling grateful for what one has also comes with feeling sorry for those who aren't as fortunate. I'm thankful for my supportive friends and family, but I also feel remorse for those who don't have that kind of support in their lives. I'm grateful that I have the opportunity to get an education and that I always have access to food and clean water. But I also know that there are so many people who don't have these things available to them. This begs the question that I so often struggle with. How can I be blessed and given so much when others in the world have so little? I can't begin to understand the answer, but a way of coping with it is to learn not to take things for granted and to try and use the advantages and gifts that I've been given to help others. I struggle with this daily. It's so easy to get caught up in my own problems and my own life that I lose sight of the needs of others and how I can help them. I also often forget that I need help from others as well. It can be hard to rely on people, and especially hard to rely on God, when I think I can figure everything out for myself. When I was younger, I figured that so many people older than me read and referred to the Bible so frequently because after reading a verse, something would magically click in their brain and provide some sort of meaning to the words they read. In Sunday school, I remember learning verses and understanding them from an analytical standpoint. While I could easily figure out what the verse meant, it was harder to figure out what it meant to me. I think that that is why there are no verses permanently ingrained in my mind. I find it hard to remember them because they just seem like words to me. And while I could find a verse that somehow had some sort of obscure relation to my faith, it would feel wrong to justify my feelings with words that have often seemed meaningless. Don't get me wrong, the Bible has many important things to teach, and I realize that it is a strong foundation to many of the principal Christian beliefs. It's extremely significant. But I would be lying if I didn't say that sometimes it feels like a big special book of mystery in a foreign language that I'm incapable of understanding. But I'm working on that, and understanding and finding the meaning in the Bible is an area in which I can definitely grow in my faith. The way that I view the world is very black and white. Either things are one way or the other. There's a certain irony in this because I'm a very indecisive person, and I often take the middle ground in situations. It is hard for me to grasp the gray areas and accept that there are things that aren't tangible and that can't be defined. Faith is gray, very gray. It's like a cloud of smoke that I can always feel, but is sometimes hard to recognize. And no matter how much I question or flat out ignore God, He is still there. Maybe this has something to do with how I was raised, or maybe even with my often pessimistic attitude. Everything has so much more meaning if I can accept and believe that Jesus has died to forgive everyone's sins, to forgive my sins. It's comforting to think that even when I screw up, there is always a new blank page for me to scribble on and make mistakes, because eventually those scribbles won't just be random pencil marks without any correlation. Eventually they'll become something beautiful, a work of art, if you will. And though it's difficult for me, as merely a pencil, witnessing only the page in front of me, to believe that God is there, I have to trust that there is an artist holding me and guiding me to live out his work and draw a meaningful picture. It is easy for me to think that my faith isn't good enough, that it isn't strong enough or sure enough to share with other people. So it feels weird defining it and putting it into words. I don't know everything, but I do know that I have a long way to figure things out, and I'm constantly learning. If I had to sum up my faith, I would say I don't know, because I don't know, but my faith is constantly changing, and I can only hope that with the help of God, bit by bit, I'll come to know a little more. Thank you.